From the studios of Boise State Public Radio News, I'm Gemma Gaudette. This is Idaho Matters. The city of Boise recently adopted a new comprehensive plan. It's a long-term set of guiding principles that cities use when building, growing, and deciding where to put what. Caldwell also announced this week that it's rewriting its plan. Now, city planning is actually required by state law here in Idaho, but the process can be mysterious, even confusing and complicated for residents. But over the past year, NAPA has been creating videos on everything from zoning to density to open space to why cities plan ahead. They've completed their Citizen's Guide to Planning, and they're hoping it will help residents better understand this process. Rodney Ashby is NAPA's Planning and Zoning Director, and he's joining us live to talk more about this. Rodney, welcome to the program.
Thank you. Good to be here.
So, Rodney, why did you want to make a Citizen's Guide to Planning?
Well, I've been in planning for quite a while in my career, and I've just found exactly what you described in your intro there, that it can be very confusing to people. And frankly, another reason was that we did a community survey here in Nampa for the last few years, and every time Planning and Zoning Department was designated as the providing the least amount of service or the worst service in the city. And so I felt like we had to respond to that. I don't think that was necessarily because of the service we give, but just a general sense of opposition to growth. But, I felt like we had to respond. And so we're responding by helping people to see how they can be involved in shaping their community.
So why is it important to provide these particular kinds of planning tools to the folks who live in Nampa? Like things like, making these videos.
Yeah. So we tried to create some shorter videos because I just think people are busy and they don't have the time to go into all of the details of planning and understand it in its complexity. And so we created these short videos so that we can put them on social media and someone can listen to them really quickly and get a general sense of it. And then if they have more questions, they can always ask us, give us a call, or even turn to our Citizens Guide to Planning magazine to help them understand a little better.
So my understanding is you've got some really long range planning going on, including a 2040 comprehensive plan for the city. And I think sometimes this is where folks get lost, thinking like, why do you need to plan so far ahead? So why do you plan so far out?
Oh, that is a great question. What I've found is that a lot of people will come to our city council meetings or our planning and zoning commission meetings and oppose a project that is being proposed right next to their home or their business. And they're opposing a project that was planned for years in the making. And our plans for the city, even out to 2040, are thinking about what we want there ultimately. And so I think if citizens can be involved in the planning process early on, they can have a better impact on what develops in their area than if they show up upset that a development is coming into their area after it's gone through all the process.
Do you think part of it too, sometimes when you say like, we have a comprehensive plan for the city out to 2040, that seems like a really long way away. It's only 16 years from now.
Yeah. Yeah, good point. I started my career at the city of Nampa in 2006. And at that time, it was around 82,000 people. Mm-hmm. And now we're looking at over 120,000 people. So dramatic changes in just that short time frame. And so, yeah, I agree. I think it's not that long, not that far away for us.
Well, and I would say too, right, that as you just mentioned, that growth that you've seen in the city of Nampa. So one of those other mysteries for residents or maybe that sometimes folks don't really have a handle on is the need for multifamily planning. So
yeah,
how important is that? And truly, how big of a need is that?
So I'm going to try to make this point from a kind of a personal perspective. I've raised my family in the city of Nampa. My oldest daughter is about to graduate from college, and I want her and her husband to locate here in our valley. And frankly, the housing prices have gone up so dramatically that it's very difficult for people to find a place to live in the city of Nampa and then in the entire Treasure Valley. So that is an option. Our multifamily gives them an option to live here, to pay a lower rate, and to have the amenities that they need.
And with that said, one of the things I find interesting about your planning guide includes the fact that the city of Nampa requires a certain amount of open space, in particular in subdivisions. So again, I would think that when you're looking at planning, right, this isn't something where, well, we're going to build a subdivision in the next couple of years. Oh, by the way, we're going to put some open space. I would think there would have to be some real planning going on there. And why, again, is open space so important?
That's a great question, too. One of my planning commissioners just forwarded on to me an article about families leaving the city of Boise, families with young children leaving the city of Boise and moving out to suburbs. And then it highlighted the economic benefits of families and children and the benefits that they provide to schools and to the safety of the community because they are interested in protecting their children. And, you know, there are a lot of benefits to having families come to your city. So yeah, the role there that we can play is to design or put in standards far in advance of a subdivision going in that will encourage families to locate here in Nampa.
So getting back to the Citizens Guide itself, can anyone access it and how do they?
Yeah, they can go to cityofnampa.us/planning. And just on the left-hand side, there's the Citizens Guide to Planning tab and just click on that. You can watch the videos from there. You can also scroll through the magazine. And then we're also printing copies of our magazine and going to have those available for the public to use.
How hopeful are you that the guide will help folks who live in Nampa and frankly, maybe in other areas better understand a city planning process?
You know, I have been really surprised by the great response I've gotten from this process. Yesterday I went to my my eye doctor and, he told me that he had just seen one of my videos on social media. And that was just a confirmation to me that, oh, we're getting out to the people of Nampa and to the Treasure Valley. I've also had people who have recently moved in the last few years from out of state. And they've been really vocal opponents or critics of my department. And I've had one of those individuals call me up and say, I love this planning or this Citizens Guide to Planning document and videos. It's really helping us to understand Idaho better.
Thanks so much for listening to Idaho Matters. Boise State Public Radio and Idaho Matters are members of the NPR network. It's an independent coalition of public media podcasters. You can find more shows in the network wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Gemma Gaudette. We'll see you tomorrow.
No matter what happens in Washington, the NPR Politics Podcast is here for you. For the latest news, insights, and analysis from the election and beyond, listen to the NPR Politics Podcast.